Ahead of U.S.-Iran ceasefire talks in Pakistan this weekend, Iran has demanded a ceasefire in Lebanon and the release of its frozen assets. Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has warned Tehran not to play Washington.
If the Iranians are willing to negotiate in good faith, we're certainly willing to extend the open hand. If they're going to try to play us, then they're going to find that the negotiating team is not that receptive.
Despite a temporary truce, major rifts remain over nuclear enrichment, regional hostilities, and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Australian leaders are closely watching the U.S.-Iran talks, with Acting Prime Minister Richard Marles calling them incredibly important and calling for a permanent ceasefire and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz.